with Sip and Jake.
Jake, you're a freaking nutcase.
Brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back in. Early break on the ticket. Nick Sainert, Steve Sipple, Bill Bush alongside here.
Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing swell.
Good.
Our second segment is always sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids, the largest independent family-owned seed company who'd like to wish farmers a safe and successful planting season. For any in-season seed needs, find your nearest Beck's Hybrid seed representative at beckshybrids.com. That is beckshybrids.com. All right, gentlemen.
What's going on out there, Bex, Bill?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you right now. Talk about in season.
Yeah.
You're in season right now. Not a lot of people rolling in late August. Hey, what do you got for seed? No, if you do, someone missed the memo.
It's
memo time right now.
They get there
about 3 in the morning.
Good God.
3 in the morning, wow. And semis start rolling in.
Think about that wake-up call.
About 4 a.m., and they're loading up. Corn and soybeans. Right there.
Bex.
Right there. Sonny.
If Sonny comes to town, you'll know it.
Yeah, he'll be there in August. We're going to be out there with him in August.
Oh.
But right now, this is as go time as it gets. This is where it's on. This is as big as it gets for Bex. This is when they shine. And this is when you'll see also their customer relations. Right now is where you're going to meet them. Every time you walk in, they're going to have a breakfast burrito for you. You got some donuts and some coffee. Oh. When you roll in there, yeah, you're rolling with your semi at 4 a.m. to load up some corn. They're there to help you out. They'll hand you a donut through the window and send you on your way.
Customer relations.
We don't get that type of service here.
We're fine. Yeah. We need to treat this show like...
At a local restaurante every morning.
Restaurante. The one from Guatemala? The Quiche restaurant. Yes,
we got to drive by there and make sure. Yes.
I have driven by there. It's okay. Definitely Guatemala.
Okay,
100.
And they're rolling.
Yes, they're doing really well. They're doing extremely well. They get the crowd from the hotel. So the crowd from the hotel,
the Great Plains Hotel.
I think it's the Great Plains. It is.
It is.
It's right there on 27th and O.
They have a nice little.
It's a natural.
They have a nice little area you can park a car in, keep it out of the rain. You just drive straight through it, though.
The underhang.
Yeah.
We have to treat the show like Bex treat their business. They're full go right now. We have to be full go.
And the equipment that we've got from Bex, I mean, clothing has been incredible. The bag is over there. You can probably see it. I've got the canvas bag.
You bring it every day.
I bring the canvas bag in every day. You can call it a purse, whatever.
It's not a purse.
I love it. It's a canvas bag.
It looks
like a junior toolkit.
Yeah.
Is what it's like, but it has everything in it. So
the tag's still on it.
Tag's still on that. There's some beef jerky in there and a t-shirt, just in case something goes down. need beef jerky? I got it with me right here.
Right.
Yeah. Once again,
in case you get stranded.
Bex. BexHybrids.com.
Connor Asijan.
Connor Asijan commits to Nebraska basketball on Sunday afternoon. He get the Nebraska, another shooter, as Sip would say, in former Wisconsin guard Connor Asijan, listed 6'4", 195. He averaged a little over 3 points per game this season, but didn't play a whole lot. Played sparingly in 7 minutes and a little bit of change per game. Had a much better freshman campaign, a little just under 12 points per contest.
There you go.
In his freshman season. Shot 36% from beyond the arc in 2022. Shot 30.3% this season. Nebraska, 3 open scholarships remain. 4 if Rink Mast elects to go pro overseas, which, Sip, you said it last week. You feel like he's leaning towards maybe going pro?
No, I said the opposite.
That is not what you said. I'll find the tape. Well, but nonetheless.
Okay, now hold on.
There's pushback.
Maybe I've changed my mind.
Maybe you have.
Or maybe I've changed my info.
That's where I was going to go, is that it really feels like Rink Mast is poised for a return.
All right.
Seeing how Nebraska's navigating the transfer portal right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember saying that. No, I'm not disputing you. Maybe I did.
How are we feeling on a Monday?
I think, I mean, everything I hear suggests he's coming back, but it's not announced. So you don't know for sure. How am I feeling? I like Asijan, and I like the picture of Asijan and Gavin Griffiths, because they're both long-range bombers that can provide some balance on the floor. If one, you know, I mean, I don't know how Fred does it, but if you got them both out there, you got to account for both of them because they're both can do it. Asesian, you would say, you know, he didn't have a good year this year. He's hurt. He wasn't even in the rotation at the end. But the freshman year is what gets you. He was really good as a freshman.
Any idea what the injury was?
Let me see.
Did he play in either game against Nebraska?
He did. Yes, he did.
He had 12 points against Nebraska in the first game.
He started out 4-for-4 from beyond the three-point line. And when Nebraska went to the Kohl Center early in the season, did not play more than 2 minutes in the game against Nebraska and Lincoln.
Bill, he's a shooter. He's a major league shooter. He made 69 three-pointers, broke the Wisconsin freshman record in 2022-2023, two seasons ago. Then he was hurt this year. This is the thing, too. This kid's no joke. I mean, he ranks 10th in Indiana State history in scoring. Okay? I mean, that's all maybe I need to know.
It's impressive. Now, obviously, there must be, if you just looked at the numbers and the amount of minutes, obviously had to do with what the injury was, because it tells you that conference games, he just basically didn't play at all. Because if he's averaging 7 minutes, he probably was averaging more minutes in those first 10 games,
right?
Most likely. So it sounded like he didn't play in the conference at all.
That's
so
true.
Just interesting what the injury was. And then
I wish I knew.
And then Fred's seen him up close and personal. So I think that's always, I always just go back to, they have spent their time, they being Nebraska basketball, has spent their time evaluating and with what they need. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a very good spot for them. So,
you know, we've talked about, Nick, sorry to break in here. We've talked about William Kyle.
Yeah.
Visiting on the spring game.
That's true.
Yeah. Kyle is not, okay. Kyle's a high flyer. And he was at
South Dakota State.
He's being courted by a lot of good teams. He's going to be, this will be his third visit to Nebraska. It must be pretty serious.
Not to jump back and forth here. Connor Seagen, back injury. He suffered in their opening game against Arkansas State last season.
So the very first game.
Last season.
Back. Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, Kyle.
Good to know. Seagen said that the injury impacted him and he could feel it whenever he planted his feet or ran.
Ooh, that's not good.
That's tough to play basketball when you can't plant your feet or run. That will always, it's always going to be a, it's like, who should we put him on?
To do
anything. What player on their team doesn't run or doesn't plant their feet?
Yeah, I'm not getting him to mow the lawn either. Yeah. Kyle, that would be a big one.
Yeah. Oh, certainly. It would give Nebraska a presence down low that, in a way that he plays the game, Nebraska hasn't had. He's a backboard breaker type of guy.
Yeah. Wouldn't say the kid from New Mexico was like that.
Josiah Alec. I think William Kyle may be more
athletic.
Yeah.
More of a
discipline.
Okay. Interesting.
A little more discipline.
Yeah. He more athletic.
Yeah.
More athletic too.
Yeah.
Discipline. Walk me through that one.
Discipline.
In terms of flying into the fourth row closeouts, not allowing the defense to get into rotation as much because you're out of position when you are asked to maybe jump out to the perimeter a little bit more.
Okay.
I think just situations like that, Nebraska, if people, and this happens to a lot of programs, is if there's penetration down low, then they can kick it out. They can kind of sometimes get into rotation. And Nebraska struggled at that with their defense at times last year. A lot of open threes were allowed last season.
I just say Kyle might be a little better version of Alec. Probably a little more capable around the rim.
And there might not be. I don't really know if there's an Alec on this roster right now.
Right. No, I don't think there is. But, yeah, Kyle's the one I'd watch pretty close. He can run the floor, and he can he's one of those guys where he's – looking, his eyeballs are looking at the rim when he goes up. One of those guys.
You know, upon further research, the last 2 months of the year, which is all conference games, don't have the exact date when it is exactly, but the last 2 months of the year, Nebraska is number 2 in defense in the country. It's pretty amazing.
In the nation.
I think Houston was 1.
Okay.
They were 2.
2.
In the last 2 months. Now, everything, you always judge everything as a whole.
Then A&M happened.
Then A&M happened. Then A&M happened, and we all know that was certain things happened in matchup-wise. But my point being was they did a nice job of one of the things that stood out the most was their defense.
They played defense. They did
a nice job.
They played defense down the stretch. Yeah. Well, they did. I mean, Bill, it's interesting. I wrote about it, and then in Illinois happened. Illinois hammered them too. Yeah. They didn't play good defense.
Now, frankly, Illinois hammered
in the
a
Big
lot
Ten
of guys.
Terms, yeah.
Illinois hammered a lot of guys.
Almost everybody.
Illinois
last
had a guy, Terrence Shannon Jr., which there was his own stuff off the court, but man. He was one of those guys that could go out and drop 40.
First rounder.
Yeah.
Is he a first rounder?
If there's
I love saying that, though. First rounder.
Is he a first rounder?
I don't know. I have no idea what he's up against. The big thing you don't know is you don't know what is...
What's coming from Europe.
What's coming from Europe. Exactly. No. There could be 14, and I have no idea who they are. So no.
Well, half the draft will be Europe.
Yeah.
The top 8 picks are at least from overseas.
Yeah. Whoa.
1 through 8? The mock is 1 through 8.
Yeah. Whoa. Around there.
Whoa.
Yeah. If you were to pull up a mock draft, I think Dalton Knecht is the only college basketball player from obviously Division I NCAA that's projected to go top 10.
What if the text line is going to get you on this one?
They won't, because if they search 2024 and an NBA mock draft, they'll see the same thing I saw.
There's nobody
just
in
two
there?
Or 3 days ago.
Really? There's nobody up there?
Not anywhere to where... There's no like Duke guy this year.
Yeah.
They don't have nothing like that. A couple of players returned to Houston and Baylor as well.
Okay. I'll take your word for that. I think.
Well, that's great. I mean Fred's putting the roster back together. This is hard. Just make sure everybody understands this. This is really hard. Everything's just go out and get those guys in the portal. No, no. And when there's been teams like you look at this year, like why weren't they very good? Very simple. They didn't hit in the portal, and a lot of it isn't just the ability. A lot of it is how they mesh with the rest of the team, how they understand it. And also, it appeared to me like this is the team that really understood the head coach and what they wanted to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, who's teaching them now? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of new. There's not many people around here, and you have a couple of veteran dudes, which is good. Mm-hmm. But that's hard.
Bryce Williams.
There's going to be 7-8 new guys on the team.
Bryce Williams.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to allude and elaborate here real quick. So they've changed who the highest in the mock drafts as of this morning, on Monday morning. It has the number one and 1, 2, 3, and 4 picks coming from overseas.
Okay.
Number 5 overall, Rob Dillingham from Kentucky.
Okay. Dillingham.
Number 7 overall, Donovan Klingon.
Okay.
And then number 10 overall, Reed Shepherd from Kentucky. Because guys have decided to go into the NBA draft and such like that.
Klingon 7.
There you have it. So,
I thought Edie looked better than Klingon.
Oh, he did. He did in that particular game.
That's the key. That particular game.
Yeah.
I was sort of surprised on that. I thought Klingon against Edie in the national title game would assert himself a little bit more. I mean, Edie. I wouldn't say had his way with him, but he won that battle.
Tell you what, if you want to see something, if it's a decent game, I watched a little bit of NBA, just out of the blue, watched a little bit.
Would
of
you
playoff.
Watch? Can you say the teams?
No,
there's a lot of
no,
them.
No, I can't.
Okay. Who was it? The Clippers, Dallas.
I watched Philadelphia. Who'd Philadelphia?
The
play?
Knicks.
Philadelphia.
I watched
Knicks.
That game. Yep. But when you just watch the fourth quarter, I watched some of the Celtics yesterday. A little bit of that fourth quarter when they start to play, and the talent that's on the court.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hello. It's ridiculous.
Hello.
What they can do. Hello. With it, it's absolutely.
It's not college basketball.
No, yeah. It is. Talk about a wow.
Oof.
Yeah.
Another big piece.
100.
Another big piece of Zach Edey sip.
Yes.
In college was how was his games officiated, right?
Yeah.
That's a big part in Zach Edey's dominance. Now, I'm not saying that's all of it, but that was a big issue. I mean, that's a big problem. Was a lot of people didn't know how to officiate Zach Edey. When he was, Big Ten, Big Ten conference season, or even in the NCAA tournament, we saw it at times.
When he's matched against another 7-footer, I don't know. That's not that hard to officiate, is it?
I think it's maybe more difficult than maybe we believe.
Okay,
but nonetheless, once again, Connor Seigen commits to Nebraska basketball. 3 open scholarships remain for Fred Hoiberg and company. As Sip mentioned, William Kyle, the former South Dakota State. Jack Rabbit, former Bellevue West Thunderbird, visiting for the third time this weekend at the spring game. So when we return, it's going to be Song of the Day, sponsored by Sartor Heyman Jewelers. Also, Bill's Thrills.
Rick Heyman.
We return on the early break on the ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.